Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And it is Free for All Friday. You know these weeks just fly by, but it is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome, and we'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. Now, the articles that I was looking at today was all of a sudden it just popped into my mind. Just all of a sudden, you know, every now and then. Poof. I was reading articles, and we have seen some of this before in headlines and things that have happened where children, particularly boys, are arrested for something frivolous. Boys are boys. They're going to roughhouse. They're going to play like their fingers are guns. They're going to do things. And I got to thinking as I was reading yet another one today and seeing what our president said yesterday at the prayer breakfast and how he's reacting to this horrific burning of the Jordanian pilot alive and how Jordan's king has acted. And I can't help but wonder, as they try to control the people, are they intentionally, or is it just that people don't understand children, are they intentionally trying to remove the alpha male from America? Now, an alpha male, I raised boys, and so I'm going to tell you every one of them seems to be a bit of an alpha male. They like to be the leaders. They like to have their say. And they usually were somebody their friends looked up to. An alpha male, he has certain unmistakable characteristics. Now, I'm not talking about bullies, although I guess a bully can be an alpha male. But that's not what I'm talking about. A natural leader, he is a pack builder. He leads, provides for, and protects his pack, his significant other, his buddies, his teammates, and so on. The alpha male takes the lead, but in that leadership, he takes the responsibility for those who are following him, for those he is in charge of, so to speak. Children, on the other hand, in their immaturity and their lack of being a leader at the time, although you can see leadership, you can see this alpha male in them as they're young and they develop, they'll blame somebody else, or should they get in trouble, they'll say, well, so-and-so did that, or so-and-so did such-and-such. Always blaming someone else, always looking somewhere else instead of to themselves as the leader. Well, President Barack Obama yesterday, it's just amazing to me that he would even say this. But for him to get up at the prayer breakfast and allude that we shouldn't get on our high horse at the atrocities, the murders. They're not just murders. It's not like they shot somebody in the head and killed them. They're torturing. It's horrible. And then they flaunt it. But he equates it to, well, we've done things in the past. And went 1,000 years back to the Crusades. Well, have we not learned anything from that? Nobody going to dispute that there's been horrific things done and cruel things done in the past in history. Have we not come anywhere from that? Are we not going to do something to protect our own? To keep this cancer from spreading? What would an alpha male do? Well, on the other hand, the Jordanian king, he's not only saying he's going to make recommend that he's going to have revenge, he's going to lead it. An alpha male, a leader, one who leads and protects those he leads. He cares about that pack. I don't feel that, not just from the White House. I don't feel that from any of the D.C. occupiers, really. Do you? Well, the story that really made me jump out at this is a schoolboy, 9 years old, and he gets suspended for pretending he's Bilbo Baggins from The Hobbit. And if you remember the story, they have the ring. And the Hobbit has some magical powers, and he can make disappear. Well, he wore a ring to school, and he'd watch the movie with his family and some people, and he went to school, and he said this to another playmate, you know, I'm going to make you disappear. They considered that a terrorist threat, a terroristic threat. So they suspended him from school, 9 years old. Now, these young men, and the girls are getting in trouble too, but mostly it's the boys, and the boys tend to be the leaders. They tend to be the alpha males. You don't have too many alpha females. That's just not, I mean, there's leaders in the females, don't get me wrong, I understand that. But we usually look to the men. They're bigger, they're stronger, they're more aggressive, as a rule. There are some that are not. And they're dangerous to the pack if they happen to be in that role. So this young man, you know, I could understand maybe him being disruptive, playing with his ring. I can understand that. And so my suggestion would have been, why not just take the ring away? Tell him to sit down. A terroristic threat because he said he was going to make a playmate disappear. Well, the father, Jason Stewart, the young boy's father, he noted in an email, I assure you my son lacks the magical powers necessary to threaten his friend's existence. If he did, I'm sure he'd bring him right back. You know, it just lacks all common sense. And in this article, it reminds us of several other young men that were in trouble in school. The young man in Florida, Harmony, Florida, Jordan Bennett. He was 8 years old. He pointed his finger, went bang, bang. And then we have the 16-year-old South Carolina. And this one I just thought was hysterical because he made him write an essay or a little story or something. Well, 16 years old. What they did this summer. So he makes it up. He says, I killed my neighbor's pet dinosaur. I bought the gun and took care of the business. And so they arrested him. They arrested him for killing the dinosaur next door, saying he did. He didn't have a gun. He didn't kill a dinosaur. They arrested him, and then, of course, if you remember, they said they did it because he wouldn't stop talking. Oh, excuse me, he's a 16-year-old. You're arresting for killing a dinosaur. Pretending. Because he was a smart aleck. We're getting ready to go into a break. Your calls are welcome. It is free for all for variety alpha male leaders. What do you think? Are we lacking in that today? We're lacking in integrity. That doesn't mean just because they're an alpha male that they've got integrity. But think about it. Do we really? Are we discouraging leadership in our young men? 877-895-5410 is free for all variety. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
We'll be right back.
Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSC Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her welcome to CSC Talk Radio, and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or call Melody Cederstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgscoins.com or 1-800-375-4188.
CJ Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range magazine. 5 quarters of Range magazine, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and a rest drench product. Stock up today and be prepared. HambyDairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and it is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. I threw it out there that I don't believe we're being led by alpha males, definitely not ones that have integrity anyway. We have Robert from Nebraska. Robert, how are you today?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. What's on your mind?
I have a question. Do you know about Susan Lindauer?
I was just looking it up as he asked me, as my screener told me you were going to ask me about that, but okay. I don't know the entire story. Go ahead and share that with us quickly.
She worked as an asset between the United Nations and Iraq from the early 1990s up until after 9/11.
Okay.
And then she got arrested under the Patriot Act.
Okay, yeah.
Which is, I'm sure you're familiar with that.
Yes.
They can have secret charges, which your lawyer is not even allowed to tell you about.
Not privy to. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anyhow, her story, you can pick it up on YouTube. If you pick the one-hour one, about 58 minutes or whatever.
Okay, just give us a blanket. Just give us a blanket thing that's going on. She's a whistleblower and they arrested her? Is that what's exactly?
Right.
Okay.
Threw her in jail and at Carswell, that's north of Fort Worth, Texas, tried to drug her with Halol. She finally got out by God's help, I think, and she's written the book Extreme Prejudice, which I finished, 400 pages.
Wow. Kind of like War and Peace, huh?
Yeah. So I don't know how many people will believe what the administration did under the Bush administration. But I don't think most people believe it, and that's why they can get away with it.
Mm.
Anyhow.
Well, we don't want to believe. You know, we don't want to believe that these folks that are leaders are that, you know, that ornery, that criminal, that, you know, shady. We just don't want to believe it. But we can see that the results are, you know, we can see what's happening. And, you know, somebody was saying on the social media yesterday, we can't judge. No, we can't judge. We can't judge the heart, but we can judge the actions. We can judge what actually takes place. And what we see going on in this nation, it's been horrible during the current administration, but it's been building up. Bush did pave the way. He did pave the way. Unfortunately, we have a mess, and it's because you and I and the American people have been asleep at the helm, and we've trusted the unworthy.
The way I found her, I was looking for something else, and then her name showed up. So that's how I got onto it. But she was anti-sanctions, anti-war, and they went into Iraq anyhow. And then they were they didn't want her to be talking in public, and so if it's taken me this long to find out about this, but she finally got out in about 2009, just at the end of the Bush administration. Never was all that time she was I don't know how many years she was held in prison without a trial.
Amazing,
so,
isn't it?
There is one thing I think in her book. I think she was. She was a pro-abortion activist, which puts everyone in a bad light. But the reason some people are pro-abortion activists is because they think that some places these young people are going to be born into this world, not wanted. They're going to starve to death. So why not just get rid of them before they're born?
Yeah, that really doesn't make any sense, though, does it?
No.
That doesn't cut it with me. All right. Well, I appreciate the call, Robert. I'll have to do a little investigating on her.
Thanks for your time.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. You know, it is Free for All Friday. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. But I'm kind of obsessed right now with this alpha male deal, because when we look at what the leaderships have been and what's gone on, particularly in the current administration, but it has not just been this one. Look at Jimmy Carter. But now look at Bill Clinton. I would say he was an alpha male. I didn't agree with him. I think he messed up, screwed up, and all kinds of stuff. But I believe he was an alpha male. But he didn't take charge to take care of the people underneath him. They don't seem to have that cowboy ethic where they're going to take charge and take care of those they are in charge of. For President Barack Obama, and I have an article here from Breitbart, and it's telling about George Will's column. He does he's a columnist. And he mentions, you know, it's been a big deal because President Barack Obama will not say, he will not call them terrorists. He will not call them Islamic terrorists. He will not give them the title. But he says here, it seems much more, he says the president seems more squeamish about saying that this Islamic terror is a manifestation of Islam than he is about saying there have been deplorable manifestations of Christianity. His default position is that we did it too. Remember what I said earlier at the first segment. You know, kids do that. When one gets in trouble, well, he did it too. Or he did such and such as if it was worse. His point, and this is coming from George Will. This is a quote from him. His point, and this goes on to the reasons why he doesn't want to speak the words of Islamic extremists, that he wants to say that we're all sort of somehow morally equivalent. And therefore, judge not lest we be judged to be judgmental. Beyond that, I don't know. I mean, it's almost at this point, if it weren't the president, there weren't real stakes in the real world, this would be laughable. Well, It isn't laughable anymore, folks. Think what we look like to the world around us. Reported earlier this week, we're no longer, not even in the top 10, more or less the top 1 free nation. We have been led by bullies, bureaucrats. There is taxation without representation. I don't care if you do elect an official. He's not making some of those decisions. They're pushing it off. They don't do their job in D.C., those D.C. occupiers. They push them off to bureaucratic departments. And then they make these regulations and these rules and these mandates and these permits and these licenses. And you have to obey their rules or else. It's going to cost you. Monetarily or possibly you'll be put in jail. Or possibly you'll lose everything you own. Where are the sheepdogs watching over the sheep? Taking care of our liberty. Where are those alpha males with integrity like George Washington? Those founding fathers who were nothing more than people like you and me. But they had a vision of liberty. And they were willing to die for it. Many of them did. And now, the United States of America, the home of the free and the brave, is number 12 on the freedom list in the world. And we stand and do nothing when there's real threats. And we make suggestions of red lines at other times. Shaking my head. I don't get it. And I certainly don't understand this going on in the school system. I will not understand that. I will say that these teachers lack understanding. They lack the ability to control children. They don't understand what a little boy is made of and why he's going to behave the way he does. Take the ring away. Don't suspend a 9-year-old. Don't arrest a 16-year-old because he was a smart aleck, because you made him do a elementary assignment as to what you did this summer. And he said, I killed a dinosaur. I went and bought a gun and I took care of business. And they considered that terrorist. Violence. He's a boy. And there are no dinosaurs. We're going into a break. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. Alpha males, what do you think? Are we being led by alpha males? 877-895-5410. We will be right back. Talk Radio is making available 2 pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's victory for state sovereignty. Understanding that our state
states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. CSE Talk Radio continues our goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. CSE Talk Radio can help your business too. I'm proud to bring to you TM Firearms Training. Tim Milligan. Sometimes an instructor, always a student. Tim Milligan is TM Firearms Training. He offers training in defensive shooting and tactics to defend yourself, your family, and the innocent. Tim has been teaching defensive shooting professionally for over 4 years and in private sessions for over 15 years. NRA certified basic pistol instructor, range safety officer, Tim is a distinguished expert marksman in pistol and revolver. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Visit tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com. That's tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com or call 319-371-6698. Let CSE Talk Radio help your business go national.
What every American needs to know about the Quran, a history of Islam and the United States. Bill Federer has done it again. He makes history come to life, and current events all connect that to history. Sultans conquered the 1,000-year-old Byzantine city of Constantinople. Jefferson sent Marines to stop the Muslim Barbary pirates of Algiers and Tripoli. Woodrow Wilson tried saving millions of Americans killed in Turkey. History that affects you and me today. In 2006, Keith Ellison was the first Muslim elected to the U.S. Congress. He swore on a Quran. What does this mean? Educate and activate. We shouldn't form opinion or initiate actions before we know the truth. Purchase your copy of What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran today. Send $22 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order on the website at csetalkradio.com. That's $22 for the history of Islam and the United States.
The Coming Battle, lost for 100 years, first published in 1899, is the chronological history of the usurping of every American's sovereign rights by the unseen money powers and their agents.
The Coming Battle, Who Controls America? This book has documented how and why our elected representatives and the banking money power deliberately created the national debt.
Banking money power and corporate interests, partnering with government, set up a framework to exploit American workers.
The complete early history of the creation of the Federal Reserve.
The Coming Battle is a chilling and all too true saga of power run amok. A must read for all Americans who want to know where and when our country went wrong.
To order The Coming Battle, send a $15 check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.
For credit card use, visit csetalkradio.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. It is free for all Friday. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. We have Tom from Michigan. Tom, how are you today?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to talk about Obama. And, you know, I heard some cuts yesterday from his speech where he's talking about we have to come from an attitude of doubt. Hmm. And, you know, I heard a preacher on the radio talking about it. And, you know, it sounded to me like, you know, he's saying, that, you know, like, that, oh, that was something wrong with that. I actually called in the show and I says, well, what about doubting Thomas? Do we just kick all that to the curb and then say, oh, we're going for some alleged higher calling? And, didn't really have an answer for that. And, you know, I went on with in conversation with him talking about how in Isaiah chapter 1 it says, come, let us reason together. And, yeah, it's about forgiveness of sins. And I'm thinking, like, when you have Christians and Muslims and they're both saying, you know, we are the only way. You know, there is no room for any reasonableness there. So that, you know, to me, that I'm, and, you know, and where Obama wouldn't talk about Islam, you know, and I'm thinking of what I see even this day, what, you know, what some people have done with Christianity, you know, where, you know, I mean, I believe in my heart that a lot of what's taught about Christianity is not actually correct. That it's
well, it doesn't matter what.
you can't listen
to other people. You've got to read the scriptures yourself, Tom.
Hold on.
We're not going to go down that road because that's not what I'm talking about today. I understand it's Free for All Friday, but what he was saying, we have a war going on. Now, let's not even look at the religious aspect of it, although that has a big part to do with it, but let's look at what's going on. You want to talk about doubt? Is there any doubt that they burned that Jordanian pilot and they put it all across the social media? Is there any doubt that they did that? Was that horrific? Is there any doubt about that?
Okay, well, you know.
Answer my question. Is there any doubt about that?
Answer my question, Tom.
Is there any doubt that they did that?
There's no doubt. Well, actually, there is. There's a lot of people saying that it was a Hollywood scripted, you know, with a super, you know, high quality production. So I wasn't there. I don't know. But what?
Okay. Is there any doubt that they beheaded these journalists? Is there a doubt about that?
Well, there's no doubt that it's on the other side of the world from the United States of America.
It was Americans they beheaded.
Yeah, but the 28 pages where it ties George Bush and the Saudis into 9/11.
Okay. Let's talk about what's happening right now, Tom. They're beheading American journalists. They're threatening other Americans they have in captivity. That is reality.
Okay, well, the journalists wanted to be on the front line, and they got what they wanted. I mean, you know.
Okay, so should we just say, okay, tough luck, you got over there in the wrong place at the wrong time, and we're not going to do anything about it?
No, we got to say, where's the omelet? You know, when these guys, they stand up and they say, well, you know, you got to break a few eggs to make an omelet. You know, most of the time, there is no omelet. You know, and I think basically.
Well, I don't think
you know,
that even. I don't even think that makes any sense, and I don't think that's even pertinent to what we're trying to do today. Whether we want to go to war over this or not, I don't know, but we certainly cannot have Americans in danger, and what they are doing is wrong. I mean, I don't care for what reason they're doing it. You'd be beheading people, parading it, killing children, burying people alive. That is just not right, and we cannot put up with that, especially if it's Americans.
I just can't jump in and every time, you know, something bad happens, say, oh, that we have to go to war to play God and be policemen of the world.
Well, we're already doing it. We're just playing it. We're not doing it to win. That's what we've done in the last several wars. We haven't done anything to win anything. Therefore, the violence continues to spread. In fact, we create that. And there's no doubt in my mind that we do that. But I'm going to let you go because it is Free for All Friday. I've got callers holding. Okay, Tom? We have Steve from Illinois.
Hey, good morning. You know, I'm actually going to change my call just a little bit. With the prayer breakfast and what I just heard, Obama's biggest flaw and why he goes down this road, I have no idea. But he mentions absolutely nothing about the Christian persecution that has been going on by ISIS in the Middle East. You have Christian strongholds that have been completely wiped out. You have Christian churches that have been, you know, leveled, the people that have been killed. And, you know, he seems to be just oblivious to it. I don't know what his purpose is. You know, he professes to be a Christian.
Well, he doesn't really say that too much out loud, does he?
No, he really doesn't. And then,
and I couldn't help but one to chuckle just a little bit when I saw the clips yesterday that he really stumbled and stammered to call himself a sinner. Did you hear that part of it?
I haven't heard that clip, but, you know, his wife may have a different perspective.
Well, most wives do. Or spouses. I'll speak for mine,
too. Anyway, with the King of Jordan, he really is enraged. You know, Jordan is about the size of Arkansas. It has about 6 million people. And, you know, to him, he's taking this very personal. And you have to admire the guy for the fight he's putting out right now. I think there's going to be a showdown because most of his weaponry is American-made, so he at some point is going to be going to Obama and saying, I need to be resupplied. And it will be interesting to see how much cooperation he really gets.
Well, and you know, they've got a little skepticism going out there as to whether he's really leading the flight, you know, when he goes out, because he is a pilot himself. But he says he's going to, but I'm certain they're not going to let everybody know when he's up in the air. I certainly wouldn't if he was my leader.
You know, he was in such serious negotiations trying to get his pilot freed. And
oh, what a slap in the face, and he was dead the whole time. Oh, it's just a slap.
Yeah, I mean, he really is, you know, he basically has been, you know, I guess, debased by another group of Muslims, and, you know, now it's his turn to take the upper hand.
But, you know, when we get right down to it, you know, Tom and I are not going to agree on what Christianity is, apparently. But, you know, when we get right down to it, almost every one of these wars has to do with ideals or beliefs or religion. Every one of the wars we've ever been in. I mean, look what happened in World War II with the Holocaust. I mean, every one of them has to do with some kind of thing like that. And it's horrific. And we looked at what was going on with that and the mass graves. And here we're seeing these mass graves of children, and they're burying people alive. I mean, it's torturous. It's not even war. I mean, war, you go in there and you shoot somebody. Well, I know that people get wounded, but I mean, it's you don't torture.
You know, I'm hearing that the base of ISIS may actually be the old Revolutionary Guard of Iraq, and you know, they're very skilled fighters. There's nothing religious about them. You know, the best definition that has come out is that they're just simply a death cult.
Mm. Well, they certainly like death, and they like to flaunt it, and they like to torture. They like to watch somebody die. I mean, I've never, I can't even imagine. That's just not part of my being, I guess. I'm not an alpha male.
Yeah, well, speaking of alpha males, I think the leading alpha male the Democrats have has got to be Hillary.
You know, I'm going to argue with that a little bit because I think she's duped. I don't think she needs it all. I don't think so. I don't see her that way in my eyes, but I don't know. I think she knows how to put it together, but I don't think she knows how to lead a pack.
Sure.
We're going into a break, Steve. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You do the same. It is free for all. For writing your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. CSE Talk Radio has a goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. At WillieSmoothRevolvers.com, Bill Walters is your personal gunsmith, specializing in action work and repairs on most makes and models of double-action revolvers. Repair and enhance the actions of many semi-automatic pistols. Visit WillieSmoothRevolvers.com. Whether hunting, competition, or tactical work, WillieSmoothRevolvers.com is the gunsmith shop for you. CZ Engineering cares about safety. Protect your horses from life-threatening injury by using safety post caps. Find safety post caps at your local farm supply or request a sample package by emailing them at sample@cze.com. Safety post caps for the safety of your horses and livestock. Visit cze.com because safety comes first. Support the businesses who support common sense and CSE Talk Radio.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people, just like you, get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time, or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with autopilot marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income23.com now. That's income23.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income23.com. That's income23.com.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
In the book, The Flip Side of Feminism, Suzanne Vanker and Phyllis Schlafly provide readers with a new view of women in America, one that runs counter to what Americans have been besieged with for decades. Their book demonstrates that conservative women are, in fact, the most liberated women in America and the folks to whom young people should be turning for advice. It's time to liberate America from feminism's dead-end road. While modern women enjoy unprecedented freedom and opportunities, Vanker and Schlafly argue that this progress is not the result of feminism. I'm a woman and mother of five. I know both the work world and the joys of at-home raising a family. Don't allow the society to tell you that motherhood is demeaning. Raising my sons was the most rewarding job I ever accomplished. Order The Flip Side of Feminism now for only $25. Visit our website, csctalkradio.com. For check or money order, mail to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is free for all Friday. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. I've been talking about, while I'm waiting on the calls to come in again, I've been talking about the alpha male characteristic. And I'm going to read that again because I'm concerned that in the school system, in the public school system, and out in the social arena, that they are discouraging that. Now, we have seen the feminist movements, and yes, that's one thing they do. They have things against males, and I raised five sons, and I can say I think each one of them is an alpha male, and that wasn't my fault. The alpha male has certain unmistakable characteristics. He's a natural leader. He is a pack builder. He's able to have people follow him. They just go to him because they look to him for leadership, for answers, for security even. He leads, he provides for, and he protects his pack, his significant other, his buddies, his teammates, and so on, whichever the case may be in which he is the alpha male. An alpha male isn't the teenager or the young man or the man who fathers children and walks away. That's not a leader. He's not protecting and taking care of those around him. An alpha male. Now, we can say that there are alpha males. There are alpha males that lack integrity and honesty. And we need leadership by alpha males who care enough about this nation to guard them and protect them and take care of them, their liberty. The D.C. occupiers lack the understanding, or maybe they understand and just push it away,
of what their true role in government is. It isn't to implement a national health care system. It isn't to change the Constitution to take away your liberties. But as Paul Hamby said earlier this week, one of the first things he asked them is, what is the role of government? Is, before you do this legislation, before you vote on this bill, write this bill, whatever it is this particular topic or subject your role in government? The alpha male knows his role as a leader, and he takes it seriously. He doesn't excuse it away or blame others. He doesn't say, well, so-and-so did it. An alpha male is the sheepdog that takes the lead and protects the herd or the pack. You can see it in animals, and you can see it with people that you know. Hillary Clinton is not an alpha male. I do not believe that she is. I don't see her as a leader because I've seen her get up and deny her actions. She's not man enough to take responsibility. They've got the big fib that Brian Williams has done, and they're making that go viral. It's serious. Because he's an entertainer, not a reporter. It's serious that Hillary Clinton lied. She did the same thing. And then she blamed it on sleep deprivation. But she also, in Benghazi, was flippant about the loss of the life there. She's not an alpha male. We have Chuck from Tennessee. Chuck, how are you today?
Fine. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? I love that southern accent. How are you today?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good. As you were talking, I listened to your show, and it made me think about culture. I wonder what has happened to our culture.
Oh, man.
I mean, because this alpha male has to be, have an environment, you know, to come into being.
Well, that's right. They have to, and, you know, they have to have a leader as well. Especially the young boys growing up.
Exactly. The environment seems to be producing. There's a saying. It says, for evil to triumph, good people do nothing.
Mm. So, and I feel like we've been that way here in America, don't you? And I'm not talking about around the world. I'm talking about right here at home. I feel like we've done nothing. And that's why we're seeing the chaos and the lack of morals and everything going on, because we've done nothing.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that, and I appreciate your show. You got a nice show. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Chuck. I appreciate that. You know, it has to do with our own home. What happens at home? We see these young teenage mothers raising children by themselves, and I reported earlier this week, 20% of our children in America are on food stamps. Where's their alpha male to take care of them? They got the young woman pregnant, and she was just as guilty, I'm sure, and walked off and left it. Walked off and left that responsibility. As if it didn't matter. And now she's caught with, how am I going to take care of this? And government programs encourage it and discourage marriage, discourage family. The feminist movement, it's done more to damage women than it has to help them. The alpha male, the American alpha male, what they call a red-blooded American, we need them to stand up. Don't stifle them. We need them to stand up. Let those young boys become leaders. Don't discourage them. We need school teachers and administration that know children and know how to handle them. Doggone it. Don't suspend the 9-year-old. Take the ring away if he's playing in class. Be the one in charge. You're the adult. Be the one in charge. But let's encourage our young men and let's encourage our young women to be leaders. To be leaders. And that's the best way to bring America home.
Time, CSC Talk Radio has been provided a silver medallion. This specially designed limited edition of Pure .999 silver 1-ounce medallion is a unique way to start a common sense conversation, as well as a special gift to you from CSC Talk Radio for your contribution of support. When you contribute $100 to CSC Talk Radio, we'll send you the State of Jefferson silver medallion. Become a part of CSC Talk Radio and do your part to help maintain common sense as we educate and encourage the American citizens to take notice. Smell the corruption and get involved. The State of Jefferson silver medallion is a great way to tell others we've been duped and double-crossed, but we the Republic are now awake and aware. Contribute $100 to CSC Talk Radio and receive your State of Jefferson silver medallion. Common sense is a rare commodity and more precious than fine silver. Support and join Common Sense forces now. Send $100 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Take a look at the medallion at csctalkradio.com.
Samuel Adams once said, "It doesn't take a majority to win, just a tireless minority that will keep starting brush fires in the minds and hearts of their fellow men." Become a member of our Bring America Home campaign. Membership is $10. We'll reward you with a certificate of your commitment to do your part to bring America home. CSC Talk Radio is your common sense voice, and we need your help to stay on the air and fight this fight for America's true homeland constitutional security. Send $10 to CSC Talk Radio. Note that you want a membership certificate to join our Bring America Home campaign. Send $10 and join today. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. That's just $10 as you join CSC Talk Radio for our Bring America Home campaign certificate. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. As Samuel Adams suggested, let's start a few brush fires as we bring America home. Thank you.
In the book Plundered, Dr. Michael Kaufman details how progressive ideology has taken over public education, the mainstream media, and America's political institutions. This mess didn't just happen. For the past 100 years, America has been progressing it way downward through ideology and policies contrary to our Christian constitutional foundation set in place by our founding fathers. We've been literally plundered. Before we can take the correct positive action, we must understand the truth of what is happening. I've purchased several of Dr. Kaufman's books, Plundered, so that I can share them with you. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. Educating ourselves and those close to us is one of the main steps we must take to bring America home. Purchase the book Plundered today, $22, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. We must arm ourselves with the truth and stop the plunder.